So, John Rukert, Assistant Public Works Director. Hope everyone can hear me. Just push the button to talk.
TJ with the Parks Department.
I'm Randy Simmons. I'm the Operations Manager down here.
Paul Otteson, City Engineer.
Jason Bolton. I'm the Stormwater Manager.
Linda Horrock, City Engineer.
Oh no.
City Recorder.
I'm Ryan Mumford, City Council Member.
Dallas Golden, Parks and Arts.
I'm Sherry Pace. I'm the Community Development Director.
Allie Avery, Long Range Planner.
I'm Catherine Moss on the Planning Commission.
Okay, I'm Mackenzie Bennett, and I am a newly promoted planner.
Tammy Clayton, Parks and Rec.
Christine Pepin, Parks and Arts Board.
Ken Latham, City Manager.
Rachel Shumway, Parks and Arts.
Thanks, David. And thanks for the prep. I just wanted to say thanks to Ryan also for your emails and for David for your prep and for, if you don't mind me taking a little bit of license as the manager, I wanted to thank the park committee members, citizen volunteers are in so many ways, they're just so critical to the success of the city. We have citizen committees that are doing a lot of important work in North Salt Lake, and this will be really, really significant in the history of the city. And so I'm glad you're here, and I'm grateful for your service. And Catherine Moss, our new Planning Commission member, you know, that's another terrific group of people that help us to change the city. The city is undergoing a 10-year change so far. It's been 10 years since we've had kind of some major initiatives that are changing the city. We're in the middle of that. And so the Planning Commission has a lot to do with that, and so does the Parks Committee. So I just wanted to say those things and thank you for coming. I kind of approached this question about considerations from the standpoint of how I have thought about this park for a long time. When I was hired in North Salt Lake, I was hired in Sherry's position in community development, and we embarked on revising the city's master plans. So the expansion of Hatch Park, buying property and moving the park out to the streets is an idea that the city staff has been thinking about and the city council adopted clear back in 2013. So this is a really, I've had a long, I should have better consideration since I've had so many years to think about it, but you'll be underwhelmed with mine. But here are some things that I really have always felt strongly about Hatch Park and the town center. And a lot of my thinking fits in with the town center because I view Hatch Park as a piece of the town center, a critical central location. So the creation of a destination, maybe that's self-evident or obvious to everybody, but I really think in the simplest terms, you know, Hatch Park, we want it to be a place that people want to come to. And if you think about great places like that park in St. George that you put on the screen there, David, you know, people drive clear from Salt Lake to go to that park. And it's not that we want notoriety, but it would be a wonderful thing if people associated, when they think of North Salt Lake, not just outsiders, but all of us, all those who live here, would think, yeah, North Salt Lake has a great destination. It has Hatch Park, and it has Tunnel Springs, it has other parks, and it has trails, and it has all these things that really blend together to make North Salt Lake a terrific destination. And that's what we want. That's what I would like. I think getting more specific, as I mentioned, just having Hatch Park be a focal point, become a focal point together with what's right around it in the town center, that it fits into the town center, it supports the character of the town center, that it's a complementary land use in the neighborhood, and that it contributes to being part of a great neighborhood, which I believe the town center is going to be, if not already, is going to be. If it's a great neighborhood now, it's going to be a better neighborhood when we implement all of our town center initiatives, and Hatch Park's one of those. This number three is really important to me because when I was growing up, open space and parks and trails and hiking in the mountains and backpacking and they were really important activities to me, but they have emotional connections for me. And I'll give you one silly example. Well, it's not silly, but I mean, when I was a young little kid, I had a grandfather who was probably about my age in his 50s that took an interest in me and took me golfing. And so I golfed as a kid with my grandfather every week, all the time. And to this day, when I get out on a golf course, I have this connection to my grandfather. And it's you know, it's I don't get emotional. I don't cry. I play golf. So, but I think about him. And so what we're talking about with this park could be making memories and having meaningful experiences on a human scale that people will remember, families will remember, and the individuals will remember as a great place to come and make memories. It's a place for people to gather and make memories. So I really believe in that placemaking idea. There's lots of placemaking ideas in the town center, not just Hatch Park. There's we just finished a project, or we're about to finish a project on branding and signage and distinctive visual features that we're going to put in the town center. And that's all part of this idea of memory making. Anyway, the next one that I've always hoped would happen is that Hatch Park would become a gathering place, that it would be a key piece of the city's menu of activities, festivals, open markets like farmers markets, art markets. I was talking to a neighbor about this park, and actually she's passed away. She passed away about 3 weeks ago. She was my neighbor across the street. Anyway, she worked for the airport authority in Salt Lake, and so we had this government connection. Anyway, so we were talking about this, and she reminded me that there was a place near where she grew up that actually had garage sales in the public park. And I thought, that's really an interesting idea. I think it's kind of, people might have a bad reaction to it, but it got the community to come together a couple of times a year. And, you know, it's just community making and getting citizens to come together. So, and I think there's also a way for the private sector to have a role where we have, for example, our food truck nights that we do in the summertime. That's all a private initiative, even though the city is the beneficiary, and that happens in a city park. And I think there's lots of private groups that would come and use the park and that would complement what we're trying to do. So the last thing, and this is kind of thinking big, but I believe that North Salt Lake eventually should have a community center type building, and I think Hatch Park is a wonderful place to put that. I'm pretty loose in my mind about what that building ought to do and what it ought to be. We've talked about, this is frustrating, but we're trying to get a library in South Davis County, and the library board has been difficult to work with. But they've told us that if we'll provide a building, they will staff and fund a library. And so I put library with a question mark because I'm not sure if this is, you know, the right thing. But anyway, I think there's lots of potential upside for the city to have a building outside of City Hall where the public can consider it their building, that where there's meeting space, maybe there's auditoriums, a stage, a place for arts, a place for youth to meet, maybe after school meetings, a place for volunteers to come and help. Like we have a group of people every from January to April that helps the public prepare their taxes for people. So there's some social services that could be done and other things and a senior center. So that's kind of a vague, I'm not sure how that building really, I haven't finished thinking about it, but those are kind of my top five considerations. There's probably more, but that's what I threw together. Thanks.
I didn't know I was getting my own slide. I just said to David, let's, because I had kind of talked to Ken and would really echo all of Ken's points myself, but these were a couple things that I brought up. We used to have a skate park at skate park at Hatch Park. And because of the accessibility off I-15, it's visible and it's easily accessible. It attracted a lot of people, not necessarily from our city. which isn't always bad, but I think we just need to be aware of that with as we plan for security and safety and things, because people, you know, if they live in Logan or Provo or whatever and say, hey, there's a great facility right there, we don't have to, you know, worry about getting directions to it, it's right off the freeway. So I just wanted to, you know, mention that might be one of, you know, something to just keep in mind. And then as Ken mentioned, I just, as we work with events in the city and kind of building a community, we now have Legacy Park, which is such a great park, and Tunnel Springs Park on this side. I really envision Hatch Park being a great tool to pull the whole community together so that we don't have quite as much of a east side, west side mentality. And I know that the Parks and Arts Committee, we do kind of try and use all the different areas of the city. So I think as we, you know, plan Hatch Park, it's going to be really exciting to see that. But just to make sure we have enough open space, large areas for, you know, meeting in the large group, and even, you know, a type of maybe small stage or something. And David mentioned that in his, with power, you know, electricity, making sure if we want, you know, microphones and PAs to be able to make announcements or welcome or make award presentations or whatever. So that's all.
All right, I love this meeting. This is like my favorite thing. So I think that this could be the most important thing that I can contribute to the city of my entire tenure on city council. And I hope that I can do a good job adding to that. So some of the high level concepts that I wanted to add, like these others, is the idea that there's three sides to this park that will all have access from people. And I want to make sure that the park is walkable and accessible from all three sides so that moms with kids don't have to walk across the 12 acres park to with a play structure on the other side, or the people that live in the other apartment complex, oh, they always have to go across. So I think we want to make sure that there's lots of little areas in the park that can cater to people so that not everyone has to go to the one structure. There's lots of separate areas. A lot of people don't like 3 and 5 year old toddlers to play with the 7 to 12 year old kids because it's easier to watch your littles than it is your big. So if you can separate out different structures. So walkable from all three sides to cater. I know that this isn't really what we deal with, but one thing that makes the National Mall so amazing are its sight lines. That when you stand at one location, you have the view of the National Monument, and then the view of the Capitol, you have the view to the White House, you have the view to the Supreme Court. They're all on this area surrounded by museums, and it's the sight lines that make this view incredible. And I think people are gonna be leaving our BRT station and walking down Center Street, and if we can cater to the sight lines, that welcome experience that connects City Hall to some sort of view, to a statue, to something that can add some sort of sight line, I think that would add to the timeless feature of the park. I know this isn't like a wants meeting, but for somehow I'm thinking like fairy lights, and I know this sounds like a maintenance nightmare, so forget that part, but most parks are lit the same way. You have a few power poles, and it's lighting, and when it comes to night, so at nighttime when I'm up at Tunnel Springs Park with my kids, the lights turn on, there's a little bit of lighting, you play, it gets a little bit dark, the parking lot's kind of lit a little bit so that it's safe, right? But the park really isn't meant to be enjoyed at dusk or night, and there's reasons for that, for safety and things. I don't want the park open past 11 or whatever we're gonna do, but I just think in the winter, it might be interesting to have a gathering place or a spot that come 5 o'clock to 10 o'clock, it's lit in a way that still caters to people, that connects people. Or if we're having an event at the park, it's lit in a way on a human scale, right? So it's not big giant spotlights that light your park in weird glowy light. It's it's lit on a human scale, so you feel excited to be there. And I can just see little kids running under the lights and viewing it. So something about the lighting that makes it human. The airport was recently torn down and rebuilt. And the one piece of the airport that I have a connection with, you mentioned golfing with your grandpa, was the world map. When you came into the airport, there was the world map in the center. And it was like, you'd run and you'd stand on different countries and your cousins would stand on different countries and you would like play on this world map. And I just have the best memories of the world map. And I was leaving to the National Scout Jamboree with all my bags, sitting at the world map with all the other people. And I have all these memories of this world map. And I think it was the art in the airport that connected me to it and why I loved it. It had nothing to do with the fact that it was, you know, terrazzo stone that is really durable. That was to maintain it really well, right? But the terrazzo would last for 80 years because the world map was 50 years old and it was still in good shape. So I think this is our chance to maybe have some sort of art or something that people can connect with for 100 years. And I'm not as creative as David. I don't know what the art should be, but I would love my kids to have a connection with the art at this park that in, you know, 30 years from now, they say, oh, do you remember playing on those countries and doing that? And you're like, oh yeah, that's the park that I helped design in North Salt Lake. Like, that would be so cool. So something that connects them with art. We mentioned a stage, the library building, the power for food trucks. Those were all on my list. The last one I'm not certain with. So this is like brainstorming, like throw it out there and then destroy it. I hate as a city council member the issues you deal with a concessionaire. So I don't necessarily love that aspect of it, but I have this idea of like a railway car from the old Bamberger rail station that is a cafe that has cool lighting and outdoor seating and things that people could come and eat at. And I get that. Public-private partnerships are a mess and a concessionaire contract would be a mess. But it might be something that's unique that you can eat and buy things at this park that gathers people. This park will have a walking trail from the Williamsburg apartments all the way in, all those apartment complexes that are new on 89, they can all walk to this park. The new city center apartments, they're all gonna walk to this park. And then the townhomes and things that are just built on the other side on 100 North will walk to this park. There's not a lot of restaurants in between there. It might be something that we could fill. I don't know. That's an idea I've been kind of throwing out. Okay, those are mine.
Okay, as we put our thoughts together, I kind of organized them into some categories. So the first category has to do with where. Where is this property? And that, what's important to us is how does that park relate to the town center? How does it interact with the town center? How does it specifically implement the goals and policies that we wanted implemented in the master plan? So that's really important to us, how we blend it into the neighborhoods, what happens on the edges. The how has to do with the theme of the park or how it's integrated into the community. And I'm not saying like a theme like maybe trains or something like that, but just the theme of the whole town center. How does it fit into the theme? Because we don't want to have some theme over here that's spaceships when our town center is, you know, classical or modern, contemporary, whatever it is, whatever we decide it is. So that's the how. The functions of the park for our department is really important as far as the pedestrian and the bike connections and the connection to transit and the ability for this park to draw people of all ages and all abilities to experience the park, so that it really truly is inclusive of everyone who would be a citizen and would use the park. The next one is the specific features of the park that I think are important, or that we think are important, especially on the edge along the freeway, is what are we going to do to dampen the sound? What are we going to do to not just put up big ugly sound walls? How are we going to design the vegetation, the trees and the shrubs, so that it makes being in the park a good experience and a fun experience and not a loud experience where we're just listening to cars on I-15? I think that can be very distracting. The trails, the walking features, a water feature is really important to us. And we really think that a dog park is an important feature, because we have a lot of people that are living in multifamily housing now, and having a place for them to go and take their dog. I know it's a maintenance nightmare, but what I like to think of it is it's really a policy decision. So it's a policy decision from our council, and we need to make a recommendation on that policy. What should we do? If we know we are going to make this kind of park and it's going to take this kind of staff, then is the city council willing to commit to that policy? So I think that's what our job is. And then the last thing, the category is connections. So how does this park connect to the community? How do we get the community buy-in? How do we engage the community and make them feel like they're a part of this process, and that the park reflects what they see in their city and know what's great about North Salt Lake? So those are our five top visioning things for the planning department.
Well, I would like to expand on what okay.
Can you hear better without the mic?
No.
Anyway, I was just wanting to expand what Sherry was saying about the water feature. I walk out there at lunchtimes, and we have a great natural resource out there. Our main storm drain line goes right down Center Street. And I just took a peek down one of those grates the other day, and I'll bet you we've got 50 gallons per minute continual flow, 24/7. And I think if we were to divert that water a little up higher by Main Street, you could put a beautiful stream through there. You could put a waterfall feature right there where the grade gets really steep there, just east of the ball fields. You could put a beautiful water feature that you could beautify it, maybe so people would come and take family pictures. I don't know, but I think we ought to look at using that free resource like that. And then you also talked about the walkability. When I walk out there at lunch, I'm never alone. There's a ton of people that are out there walking, and it's something that's done all year round. I mean, I would tend to think right now, well, this has been a pretty warm winter, but on a lot of cold winters, nothing else is really being used out there except for the walking paths. And the last thing I would like to say is, if we could do something to save a lot of the trees, we've got some beautiful pine trees that are west of the tennis courts there that are well-developed and they look nice. I live in Riverton. Riverton did a really good job on their big park down there. And one thing they did really nice is they kept some of those big old trees that provide a lot of shade that people use in the summer. And I would recommend that we try to save those trees if at all possible. And I want to just one more thing to the group, and I've mentioned this before, but for those who haven't heard, we need to make sure somehow Hatch Park right now acts as a detention basin. It needs to hold 8 acre feet of water for the big storms. And so that's why we have that berm on the west side next to the freeway, is to hold that 8 acre feet of water. So whatever design we come up with, we somehow have to keep that detention basin intact.
And if I can expand upon Paul's, I think the stormwater and the detention should be a good example for developers on how to do low impact development. We should use those techniques that make it easier for the maintenance of it, but also to show that we can clean our water.
Well, when they were saying some things, I just jotted down some things that I was thinking. Maybe being a community member too. I thought of just a couple things. So I like maybe like an amphitheater, also a walkable trail that to do like 5Ks for, because I think those are really good community things that work with the city, that get people out, and then you can also do things afterwards that get the people in the city together. I like also things to get senior citizens out and about, and also the whole thing with COVID and everything working together, so many people like to sit and look, and I think having places to do that is awesome, and maybe having places to do that is maybe a good thing. Special needs, having things for people with kids with special needs, we could probably look into that. Different things for, a lot of times you go to parks and people don't have a lot of things for kids that they can do that, you know, wheelchair accessibility features that they can do that. I think sometimes we tend to not look at that a lot. Let me look what else I was looking at. But I loved Linda's thing about the events. Bountiful City always does those things in the summer, and they gather people around, and they get people, and those events are really populated. And I think that would be so fun to have activities where we have people, we could get a lot of people in events that we could get really fun things to do that, I think. And photo opportunities where we could have like photo ops where you could do things and you could change that out a lot. And maybe that was all I wrote down. Anyway, those are some things I wrote down.
Oh, there we go. In parks like this, how do they advertise their events? I mean, I'm sure they don't have a great big marquee sign, or how could we advertise the things if people were driving up? What kind of things do they do that if someone's driving by and there's going to be something fun going on? How would they, if they're not in the city, is there a way that you have?
So I'll just talk loud. You can keep the mic.
Okay. When I'm in a community driving around and I see a whole group of people doing something, and I'm like, I wonder what's going on over there today, or, you know, wonder, you know, that may be fun, and then you can't see anything, and I'm like, then I find out after, and I'm like, oh, it's a sidewalk chalk festival or something. I would have wanted to go there or something.
Great idea.
Okay. So my thing is I don't care really necessarily what it is this, just that this park is unique, different from anything else. I don't really want to see anything cookie cutter. And I want to see a park that's utilized all year long. Like typically parks are just for summer months. But I think, you know, we have an opportunity, and me and David have talked a lot about this. And I mean, there's so many different parks around, and they all have something really cool and creative. I mean, we could even do something like an ice skating thing where people do something in the winter, something so it's not just a park that's just enjoyed in the summer. I would envision something like even gas pits, gas fireplaces, so people can stop, you know, after their ice skating, or a lit path that they can warm up, and also like a concession stand to where people can go and get like hot chocolate at night and go out with their family. Because I think we just have a great opportunity here to do something really cool and creative that people can enjoy it all year long with their families, that they're excited to come out at night and, oh, you know, whatever it is, but they can enjoy it all year long. I'd like to see an area that people can do. We get requests. I get phone calls all the time in the summer. People want to do bands. But you could create an amphitheater that, you know, people can use it for bands, or an area that for movies in the park. That used to be a really popular thing. And I just think it, with a concession stand and with a, you know, an outdoor amphitheater that you could do, you know, people like to do theater. I mean, there's just so many different opportunities, but those are just some of the things that I think are important that I see a big need for, and not just in our city, but in all different cities that I've traveled and kind of take a look at. My most important thing is overseeing the parks is that we design a level of service. The design and level of service needs to be matched with the maintenance and staffing. You can't, every park looks amazing the first year. I mean, you don't really have to do a lot to it, and it looks amazing. 5-10 years goes by. If it's not well thought out and the staffing's not there to support it, it just doesn't work. It doesn't look right. I mean, I remember when we, the splash pad was being, or the, that was 10 years ago. I looked it up the other day. It's 10 years ago. And I remember at that time, we were told, hey, you're going to get another full-time guy. It's been 10 years. I've never seen that guy. And we have taken, and so I just lost Jason to Stormwater. I've had two guys with me for over 10 years. I lost him. I'm going to have to replace him. It's going to be tough. To find someone that can do all that, and with time we'll train him. But the level of service expectations here, and you can't keep it there if you don't have the staffing. So I'm not trying to like cry me a river here, give me more people, but at the same time, if we want great parks, we want them to stay great, I got to have the staffing. And so I think that just needs to be in the back of everyone's minds, like when we're creating this, what we're creating, it needs to match the staffing, if that makes sense. So
just to kind of go along with what TJ was saying with the staffing, to put it in your mind, TJ's been here for what, 17 years? 18 years, 16 of those as the superintendent of the parks. I've been here for almost 14. That's 13 and a half years in the parks, and then John, same. He's been here for 13. So there's a lot of experience between the three of us in the parks. And now that I'm not there, that's, you know, one third of that experience is gone. So trying to replace that, not to toot my own horn, but I mean, that's a big thing to replace. And I get what he's saying is like, we need to match the service to what we want to put out there to the public. That's why I came tonight, just you know, I'm stormwater. I really don't have any business in the park right now other than what Paul was saying, putting the stormwater as a stream to the park. But I care about this city. I've worked here for a long time. Before I was full-time in the public works, I was up at the golf course. I've done a lot of things growing up in South Davis County at this park with T-ball as a youth. So it's exciting to see something bigger come out of this.
Awesome. Well, I talked before too, but I'd like to keep these meetings going and turn it off. And I know everybody's assignments took the wind out of the sails, but I'm not like, let's throw out ideas for a week, right? Like, let's keep throwing out ideas if that's the problem, right? So, just a question, I guess, simply this, and can you guys meet again? You guys want to try in a couple of weeks? Like, when's a good time? Thoughts?
What's the timeline of your planning? Today?
For the park? So, yeah, let me kind of address that. David, you may have some ideas on this too, and I don't want you to, I'm not trying to cut you off. The city issued a contract to a landscape design firm to help us with Hatch Park. So they're really busy at the moment. We've signed the contract, but we've put them off to allow this steering group to catch up to the point where we would engage their services again. We have about 45 to 60 days, maybe, to kind of flesh out ideas, put concepts together as a group, and get something for that consulting group that can be directive to them. And so ultimately they've been hired to come up with two or three major concepts for Hatch Park. And I think the pre-work for us is to really help them understand what it is we're asking them to do. We also want to go out to the public, which is a really important part. But also the timing of when we go out to the public, and more importantly, what we ask the public to respond to, has a lot to do with where we end up. And so that's why this group is doing a lot of work ahead of, we don't want to just go out and say to the public, well, what do you want in the park? Because we're just going to get, you know, bigger pavilion, bigger playground, bigger whatever, not some of these things that we've talked about today. So, but I guess where I'm headed is probably June, July-ish is when we ought to finish maybe the entire process and be able to have a park that the council can adopt together with a cost so they know what the budget is and everything. And let me just say a word about, I should have said this before. This park is going to be expensive probably to build. It might lend itself to phasing. May take a few million dollars, I imagine. Might take an ongoing investment, which several of you guys who are maintaining our city facilities have mentioned, in staffing levels. It's easy to measure those things and to say, oh, this park costs, you know, let's say it costs altogether, you know, $5 million, and then it costs $200,000 a year to maintain it. What's hard to measure, and I guess I'm asking you all to think about this, what's hard to measure is the value that this park is going to provide for 100 years to the citizens of North Salt Lake and to future generations. That's why cities and public agencies have a hard time making these expenditures, because you cannot measure the value. You can't put a quantitative analysis to it, but you can know how much you're going to spend, and you know, part of the city operation we don't like to spend. You know, there's a duty not to waste taxpayer dollars, not to spend money that doesn't need to be spent. And so, you know, we have to weigh all that, and I don't think that's beyond the reach of the steering committee. Even your citizens, you know, many of you are citizens of North Salt Lake. You know, it's partly your money that we're talking about using. So anyway, I just wanted to support the idea of, for at least a while, the idea of no boundaries is a good exercise for this group, because this one-time investment, even though it might be big, it's an important investment, and it will have an immeasurable value to the citizens of North Salt Lake if we do our job correctly. So I just wanted to say that, and I didn't say that before.
Well, like I said, I think this is really going to be a win-win for everybody. I'm just excited about it. So I give them a chance in my entire career, like I said, to do something like this, you know? And that should be exciting for everybody. So back to my question, yes, I can send emails out. Is it, you guys, let's do this again in 2 weeks, let's do this again in a month. But I mean, I'm all systems go kind of right now. And I think it's good to talk. I think,
what's our deliverable in 45 days to 60 days? So is the deliverable a list of finalized items that need to be included in the park that we submit to the consultant? What's our deliverable in 45 days?
And then they're gonna work with us also to put the concepts together. And then June or July is when the plan gets adopted. So we also go out to the public. So it's really a 5-month process from start to finish.
I haven't dealt with these guys a lot of times, and maybe from a little bit of a cynical view, they like what looks good for their portfolio. And so they're gonna come in with a lot of good ideas and a lot of experience too. That's gonna be awesome. But I think kind of being in front of them too is good for us. Just because, I mean, some of the stuff that they've given us, TJ, give them the microphone, it'll go off for now.
So, can I add one more thing? So if I'm thinking of this as like a process, tonight we'd covered large covered topics, right? Like concepts that we needed to include. We haven't covered any specific items, right? Like, i.e. pickleball courts were not really discussed yet because it's like a specific need, right? That's next meeting. So if next meeting we do a brainstorming session of all of the needs, right? Then I think we need at least another time that then we say, okay, we had all of our great, amazing ideas with no boundaries, but now we need to really figure out what fits in the budget, where that, you know, what's really included. You can't have 45 pickleball courts in 12 acres. So, you know, how's that going to work? And then I think we probably need some sort of way to decide a recommendation. So it's not a list of 400 things we hand to the consultant. So I think we need at least 3 or 4 meetings before we submit our deliverable to the consultant in 45 days. And we had one today. So we need like 3 more in 45 days is kind of what I'm thinking.
Weeks. Let's get it done.
So.
Great idea.
So.
Okay.
The 8th, is that one for everybody? Okay, guys, it might seem kind of weird. Not to go back, but that creativity just to conjure up later, you're going to come up with some new ideas the first couple of days, and it's going to be hard as hell. You get like 2 weeks into this. But it's a good activity, and really, when we get into here next time, it's going to benefit all of us if everybody takes that on heart and really thinks about it.
So, David, are we talking about the 8th of February?
Yeah.
22nd of February?
Yep.
And the 8th of March.
Are Mondays what's best for city staff as opposed to a Thursday? Mm-hmm. Or a...
Mondays are better.
So Thursdays are bad, you're saying?
Well, the conflict the staff has on Thursday is that many of us are working on either council packets or planning commission
packets.
So yep. Tuesdays are meeting days. That's a bad day. So Monday's the day that works best for city staff.
Yeah. Well, can I just ask a question? And this probably goes to, like, as we're developing the parks general plan and things you guys are working on, as we're considering items specific for this Hatch Park redesign, is there some overall, like, well, if the city needs a dog park, is Hatch Park where we want to put it? Or we've got all these other acres up where we took the dirt from the for the landslide. You know, I'm just wondering, rather than thinking completely independent for Hatch Park, I'm just considering, you know, is there some of that discussion? Or we've talked about different locations for pickleball courts.
Yeah, no, and I think that's good, too, because I'm glad you brought that up. I'd actually be able to say something. Like, pickleball courts, I don't think anybody's disagreeing that that's, like, something that's wanted by a lot of them. But at the end of the day, it doesn't necessarily have to be Hatch Park, right? You can do it somewhere else if there's a better spot.
Right.
If somebody comes up with the world's greatest idea that for Hatch, you can put them somewhere else. But I think probably what would be beneficial too is maybe, as Sherry was saying, like, I love the concept of the walkability, everything was talking about with the whole park, and something that is just something you can use at night. I like that. And we did the branding and all that stuff. But I think probably a vision of the branding might be helpful for everybody too, because when Sherry said that, like, because you don't want, like, we throw in ideas like the train. Ever since I started, you talk about the hamburger stuff and the trains. And it's funny, we had Parks and Arts Committee, we're like, we live in North Salt Lake, we hate trains. And, like, no, I get it. Like, I like the.
It's not those kind of trains.
Yeah, different trains. I'm with you. It's a joke. Like, I like.
Streetcars.
Well, I was, David, not to interrupt you, but I was thinking, maybe in our next meeting, we ought to take the first 30 minutes and have a presentation on the general plan, the town center, the trails plan, because we have a trails plan that will put this into context.
Yeah, that's what I was hitting at. Because like, really, like, the way, like, it flows, because if you want to have a certain flow, because you go to, like, really cool parks, like Boston Common is 100, like, it's 200 something.
Yeah.
And it's got a cool look, and it's completely unique, but it all flows together, and it's kind of like you're going past this beautiful picture of Benjamin Franklin, and then the next thing you know, there's a pirate ship. You know, it flows together, and it looks cool. And well, I think that's probably something that we all need to hear is the actual, like, thought, because, I mean, it does. You want that to be walkable. And at the end of the day, it's already a damn dog park. It's just not a dog park.
Well, I think if we give Sherry's department that much time to make a presentation, I think some of this context of Hatch Park will start to make more sense.
And I like the idea of bringing the branding into it. So because that's
everything.
Well, I mean,
yep.
I've sat through some of that stuff. My guys haven't. They've never heard.
Well, even people probably don't even know that we've picked a decorative streetlight for the town center. And, you know, we can show you those sorts of things, which are subtle. If you drive up there now, you can see them, but you don't see them in the daytime. It's just not far enough along to see that stuff. So we can have a presentation on all those design elements.
And if I could suggest, once we do the brainstorming and have all of the different ideas for pickleball, we could do some sort of a scoring system, or at least a pros and cons of each one of the things. And one of the con might be, well, this is a bad location for this one, but such location would be better. So I think we can go through each one of those things and come up with pros and cons, and then we can see, you know, a con might be it costs a lot, or it might be the cost is low, but it's really ugly, you know?
Yeah.
So that's, I think, what we should move forward to. I like the idea of giving you guys a background of where we're coming from.
As you were saying that, that's exactly the same thing I was thinking. Because I just think that helps paint the picture of the look you want, because once you start heading down that.
I mean, we also need to show everybody which houses are going to be gone, you know, because what you see there now is not what the park's going to look like at all.
Is there any way to get the house on the north side of 152? That's what we're
doing. Well, you and I could go visit them if you want.
Public-private partnership. Don't worry. There's plenty of developers sniffing around, don't you worry.
We only have three houses left to buy, and we'll have them.
They're out there.
Now that doesn't include the new duplexes that are on the corner. Yeah, those.
Yeah.
No, 150. Oh.
I'm on cider too. So what?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Okay.
You have the 8th, the 22nd, and then the 8th again. That's over 3 meetings. 6, same bad time, same bad channel.
So I guess I'd suggest, though, next time we should probably plan on 2 solid hours.
Yeah. We'll figure out for something next time.
Maybe we could bring in some dinner for people. Yeah.
No, this should be fun, guys.
What?
I really hope everybody takes that approach. This should be
This
should be not only something that we should be doing, everyone should be doing.
What's your address? What house are you?
Thanks everybody for coming.
I'll have to go look. I'm going to go drive by and see. No.
Oh, yeah, the
house? Oh, I don't. I'm sorry. On Orchard? Yeah. 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 Oh, I'm sorry. I'm talking 150 North by Hatch Park. No. Well, we might, but that's not what this project is. So. Yeah, I wondered what you guys meant. I thought, I don't think I'm understanding exactly what you mean.